It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to Thursday, the last day of February. And happy birthday to the couple people out there. Kenny Prost at the city, at the Bullhead City Recreation Department. It's his birthday today. Yeah, I think he's 3 or 5 or something like that, you know. Because, you know, they don't have birthdays every year. So you got to take them when you get them. And my buddy Bill Condre at the city hall, the judge, it's his birthday. So happy birthday, guys. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. One of those three comes in really well wherever you're at. The other two are a little scratchy, but if you move around the county, then you have to kind of change that once in a while. Our phone number, if you want to call in, you heard it in the intro, it's 234. We have our own area code here at the tower. 343-1065. 243-1065. You should put that in your phone or write it down, because you never know when we're talking and you might want to join in the conversation. And you can do that. A couple things to tell you about before we get to Carrie, the executive director of the Laughlin Chamber. Tonight is the community baby shower put on by Grace Heck and Make Bullhead Better, or Bullhead Moms Group, one of the two. Anyways, it's at the Optimum Center at 5 o'clock. Any questions, call Grace, 928-444-2896. Then tomorrow is the Veterans Fair in Bullhead City at the Chamber of Commerce. Kicks off at 10 o'clock until 2. Call Pat Farrell if you have questions or you want to get involved, 928-716-3001. And then Saturday is the Mojave Sunrise Golf Tournament at Los Lagos. Call Gary Reynolds if you want to play golf, 928-716-8182. And also Saturday is the bike rodeo at Walmart from 9 o'clock till noon. Call Lori Duggins at Bullhead Police Department if you have questions or comments. Or just show up. It's right there in front of Wiener Schnitzel. You can't miss it when you pull in. Call Lori at 928-763-9200. There's a farmer's market Saturday. That kicks off at 9 and goes who knows how long. Call the rec department if you want to get involved or you have questions, 928-763-0158. And Saturday is the 11th annual
Connie Davis Walk and Roll 5K.
Connie Davis Walk and Roll 5K. Uh-oh. Why did it go to that one? It's not supposed to go to that one. It's supposed to go to this one. As requested by my guest, the Beatles, or George Harrison sings. Now, will you actually walk the walk, or are you just going to be, you know, running the whole thing?
I might roll.
You might roll?
Yeah.
You're a skater?
No, I'm thinking about bringing out our golf course. Our golf cart.
Oh, okay.
And rolling down the sidewalk there, cheering people on, maybe picking up some stragglers.
Well, they've done that in the past.
Yeah.
They've had somebody out there in a golf cart that, for those seniors that probably take off thinking they're going to do the whole thing, and then they turn around and go, oh, I got to roll all the way back.
Yeah, yep, I'm done.
Yep.
Now how do I get back?
Yeah.
So,
you need a little Uber out there once in a while.
Exactly.
So this is the 11th year.
Yes. This is the 11th annual Connie Davis 5K Walk and Roll.
Is this your first time participating? Because you've lived here for a long time.
Yes, it is my first time. So the girls took me out today and familiarized me with the site. so I could see where everything was going to be placed, where the start is, okay, where the registration is, all of those things.
Because you start at, it's called Pyramid Park.
Correct. Pyramid Canyon Park.
Pyramid Canyon, which mm-hmm. is at the north end of the trail.
Correct.
The trail kind of starts crossing the riverside.
Yes.
Almost behind your office.
Right.
Yeah.
And correct.
Then it goes all the way up to the dam.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to call it the Dam Park.
The Dam Park. I'm going to that damn park. Okay. Well, maybe that's why they come up with a real name for it.
Yeah, probably. Good idea.
And according to Toby Cotter, he would really like somebody in Laughlin to come up with a name for the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's up to anybody in Laughlin.
Well,
it's up to,
actually, yeah? I had the honor of picking up a proclamation from Commissioner Michael Naft on Tuesday in honor of the Connie Davis walk and roll.
Right.
And remembering her. And he did ask me, and I posted on social media on the Laughlin Chambers page, he is looking for community suggestions. So we've gotten a whole bunch of answers on what the town wants it to be named.
Are 99% called the Laughlin Bridge?
No. Actually, you'd be surprised. Probably the first ranked one is South Point Bridge.
Oh.
Because Laughlin used to be named South Point.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
Yes.
It goes way back,
mm-hmm.
way back. That's pre Don Laughlin, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
it's before my time.
Yeah, me too. But that's understandable. Okay, so, and then you're going to send the list to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And then they can start. They can take the number two, one, and name the new bridge.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. The new bridge is the one he's taking suggestions for.
Okay.
And
what about the existing bridge?
Well, the existing bridge is managed by the state of Nevada. And so he doesn't have much control over when or what they're going to call that. But he is trying his very best to get them to move forward and rename that bridge. And I think...
Or just name it.
Yeah. I think the whole community would be... pleased with it being the Don Laughlin
right.
Memorial Bridge.
Yeah.
But the new one is the one that he's really focusing
gotcha,
on.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because Target wants it just to be the Target Bridge.
Yeah.
And Kohl's wants it to be the Kohl Bridge, you know.
I know.
And then Lori Deshane wants it to be the Culver's Bridge. Then, of course, Anderson Fieldhouse wants it to be the Anderson Bridge.
Yeah, well...
They didn't send you their suggestions, did they?
I didn't see any posts in that regard, no.
Okay, well, you know, and the people in Laughlin should name it.
Yes.
I think.
I think so, and I think that the community has kind of deferred that way.
But they should have that name ready when they go to cut the ribbon.
They will.
So.
That's on its way.
Good. Mm-hmm. April or May, what are you hearing?
I have heard that it will probably be completed in the first couple of weeks of April, and they're targeting the first couple of weeks of May for the grand opening, celebration.
Will they open it then in April and then do the celebration later?
I don't know the logistics of it.
Okay. All right.
I'm not privy to that yet.
Well, you know, you're the executive director. I mean, you should know these things.
Oh, well.
I'm going to call Mr. Naff and just say, well, you need to keep Carrie up to date, buddy. You see, no, thank Larry.
Right.
So what time does this walk kick off Saturday?
So we take registrations all the way up until the start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We will be there ready and waiting for the late entries at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Nevada time.
Right, Nevada time. Mm-hmm. Remember that. If you're going to walk, don't be over there at 9 o'clock Arizona. Well, you can be over there at 9 o'clock Arizona time, but you'll be...
Right.
Lonely.
Well, you'll be ready for early or late registration.
Right. Yep. So, and you mentioned to me off air that you've got a ton of people already registered.
Yes, we have about 453 registrants right now, and we're hoping to hit 500.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Already registered, already paid, and ready to go.
Everybody's ready to go.
And everybody gets a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already got the T-shirts ordered, or do you...
We've got the T-shirts. The VIPs are over at the chamber right now, folding all 500 of them.
And she's talking about the Laughlin VIPs.
Yes, the volunteers in partnership with the Laughlin Chamber.
It's not like the general manager of the casino, the
no.
VIPs.
Yeah. Well, no, they outrank the GMs in my book.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so they're getting them all ready to go.
They are. They're getting them all ready to go. We stuffed goodie bags yesterday for the event, and then we'll have breakfast from Cinnabon that day. LTC, all of the resorts have provided the makings for the picnic lunch.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great day.
It is
going to
be a great day.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I'm afraid of a little W, but don't let that scare you off.
I don't think so.
You know, when you're getting all sweaty walking a 5K,
you don't want
I think
W.
a breeze will be, it'll help you cool
breeze,
down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you just don't want it stirring up anything.
Yeah.
But I don't think let's see here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It might, could be.
Let's not talk about it. We don't want to jinx it.
Could be a little W. Could be a little W.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it'll still be a nice day.
It will
be warm. And
yes.
If you've never walked that trail, you'll enjoy it because you're walking right along the river.
It is really scenic, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. I walked it many, many times. Mm-hmm. And it is neat because you're out there and you'll see rabbits and squirrels and deer. And, no, not really. You'll see rabbits and lizards for sure.
Lizards are big here.
Yeah, they are. And there's a lot of them out there. So
yeah.
you do see some wildlife, and you just enjoy it, you know. And you'll see some birds that are floating down the river.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they get little huddles or whatever they call them.
And the dam is gorgeous to look at.
Oh, the dam is great.
It's just like this engineering marvel.
When you're walking back up, just before you make the last curve to go around to the park, you can get a great picture right there of
Absolutely.
The dam. You know, and, of course, if you're with somebody, you can stand in front of the photo and have the dam as your background.
Yeah.
Oh, great picture.
It's a good selfie station.
Yeah, good selfie station. The best selfie station is up at the top of the dam on the Nevada side,
mm-hmm.
just where it leaves the mountain
mm-hmm.
at 6 a.m. during the summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because you get the sun coming up, and you get the reflection all across the lake. And
yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
I bet it is.
Yeah. So I've taken a lot of pictures up there.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So can people still stop by the chamber and sign up today?
100%. You can sign up today at the chamber. You can sign up tomorrow at the chamber and Saturday morning at the event.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. You have questions? Pick up your phone. Got our own area code. 234-343-1065. And as requested, Olivia Newton-John.
Let's get physical.
The Spa at Laughlin Ranch wants to spoil your wife for Valentine's Day, the whole month of February. Organic chocolate truffle body scrub, a chocolate-dipped strawberry facial, maybe a chocolate mousse foot mask and massage. There's a couple suite available also. The Spa at Laughlin Ranch, 754-4050. Guys, show your love. Join her. Call the Spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, 754-4050. 754-4050.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, The Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Full-time pharmacists Tony Liska and Jeff Rowell have a personal commitment to you. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, Lake Havasu City, across from the hospital. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Lake Havasu City. Gear up for some good times this week. Pick up a white sheet today to get the latest information on events, festivals, art, music, and all-around activities. This week, the white sheet has the music schedule for the Bluegrass Festival, race times for 95 Speedway, Brews and Brats, and First Friday details. Get to your favorite retailer or restaurant to pick up a white sheet. And if you're into treasure hunting, don't miss this week's garage sale map. You'll find it in the white sheet. Pick up a white sheet today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
And we have Staying Alive as a request. We'll talk about that in just a second. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant. That's your first step, like in healthcare. So, you know, you do that while you're on the clock getting paid. You don't have to go to the college, but you get a nice little college certificate. Yeah. And you just work. That's all. Yeah. You get paid. The services at Legacy, well, post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. East-West Financial Services, oh, retirement in 2024? You thinking about it? Well, call Jack Mafarin. Sit down with him. Pick his brain. Doesn't cost you a thing. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. 30 years of doing this. He knows what he's doing. Call him up at 928-888-9828. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, you heard the guys yesterday from the Letterman saying they're going to play Laughlin Ranch tomorrow and Sunday because it's the number two golf course in Arizona. Why not? Yeah. But you can also take your stress to Laughlin Ranch and relax, and rejuvenation awaits you. Start off with the sauna or steam room, maybe a nice massage, maybe a full body treatment, whatever that is, and a pedicure, or your nails shined and trimmed. Yeah, they do that too. And gift cards are available, plus they have a couple suite. Yeah, you can hold hands while you get a massage. The spa at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment now at laughlinranch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. You know, when you need an emergency care, an emergency room, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute counts. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious injuries and illnesses. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to offer care 24/7. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. And you requested the Bee Gees. Why?
Robin Gibb passed from cancer. So did George Harrison and Olivia Newton-John.
Okay. So you chose people based upon, or entertainers, based upon the fact that they passed from cancer, as did Connie Davis.
Correct.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. There are so many people in this world affected by cancer. It happens to all of us. You know, all of our families are touched by it. And so I wanted to take a look at some songs that were kind of inspirational.
Okay.
Hey, the whole point is staying alive.
Well, you know, it was just a few years ago, like maybe 12, when, I want to say American Heart Association, maybe, came out with the idea of if you do chest compressions to the song, Staying Alive.
Oh, yeah.
That's the right beat that mm-hmm. you want. And you don't have to give breaths because as you're pumping the heart, it will oxygenate.
Right.
And so you don't have to worry about getting down on your knees and putting it mouth to mouth. You just have to do chest compressions, and you do them to the beat of Staying Alive.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. And what a great song to choose to pick the beat.
Yeah, right? Because yeah. everybody knows that beat. Well.
Oh. Everyone
most
knows
of
that
us,
song, yeah.
Yeah, most of us do. I don't know about the younger kids these days, but actually, it's been on some movies, so they have seen it.
Yeah, it's not, you know, you'd be surprised how many young people know the Beatles and know the Bee Gees and know
yep.
Chicago and, you know, the bands that we grew up to and loved.
Right.
They still do. So there's a lot of kids out there that listen to the oldies but goodies.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think... None of those people like Barry Gibb or George Harrison or Olivia Newton-John ever thought they'd be an oldie but goodie, but
right?
Some of their music can be, yeah.
I know. It gets weird.
Yep.
But yeah, we want our cancer warriors to only focus on staying alive.
Right.
So
come out and walk.
Come out and walk. Your $30 entry all goes to the River Fund's Cancer Connection.
And by the way, if you don't walk and you just pay the fee and get the shirt and the Cinnabon, it's okay.
It's okay. Come yeah. hang out with us.
Yeah.
Even you anti-walkers.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of things to do.
You're going to have Billy Kay out there singing.
Billy Kay, he's bringing along Ken Brick Cooper, so they're going to trade off. Maybe I should pass my playlist on to them.
Well, Kenny probably could give you a lot of people on the saxophone.
Yeah, sure.
That have passed from cancer.
I'm sure he could.
You know, and he's a great entertainer. And Billy Kay is too.
Yes, they are both.
Yeah, and Billy plays some Beatles. I don't know if he'll play "Here Comes the Sun," but
I don't know. We had the opportunity to go visit with them when they were up at the coffee shop in Laughlin.
Okay.
So they both were playing there, and we were singing back up and having lots of fun.
You can do that Saturday too.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could
back up from all over the park,
mm-hmm.
and nobody will hear you if you're off key.
Yes. Yeah.
So they won't notice. Oh, you have the duck race in front of you,
yes,
which is also sponsored by River Fund.
Yes, all those funds go to the River Fund. I'm not exactly sure how that breakdown works, but the Great Duck Pluck is happening April 13th, and the duck drop starts at 11 a.m. So we want to support that event as well as the Laughlin Bullhead International Air Show that's coming up April 6th.
Right, Jackie's in here next week to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's just around the corner.
And it's going to be off the charts. I mean, I'm really excited to see what they can do for that event on this second go-around.
And that's Jackie's full-time position now is Laughlin Tourism.
Correct.
Who puts this on.
Mm-hmm.
And does it, and it's free to the public. That's the best
part. It is. Yeah. There's going to be VIP chalets if you wanted to be inside of a tent and have some food and bar to go to. But other than that, it's free to the public. They're going to have transportation, so you're not hiking all your stuff from.
Yeah, I think last year you could park like at the Riverside parking lot and catch a bus.
They're going to have 70 buses.
70?
70, yes.
Whoa.
So they've got
Andy Cebriano, are you listening? He's the lieutenant in charge of disaster services and emergency services. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a whole transportation plan for the event.
He was in here about 3 weeks ago, and he mentioned that you know, he's already working on it with Jackie. So.
Sure. Yep, she's working hard.
The police department and their partners will be up and ready to go.
Yep.
So, okay, Saturday morning.
March 2nd, this Saturday. 8 a.m. is sign-ups, 9 a.m. is the start of the walk, Nevada time.
Right.
Please come out, have some fun, enjoy the food, take some time to remember your friends and family, and give somebody a hug. We can be heroes that day for someone in the community.
I like it. And another individual who passed from cancer.
Yes, Kenny Rogers.
On a summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
See, and this music never fades either.
Never.
It never goes away.
It's a great song.
And now you're going to make me think every time I hear these songs that we've played today that they passed from cancer.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me today.
Knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh-pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ. For Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kim Ferrella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95, and brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. Speaking of Highway 95, right there across from the high school, right now it's Comfort Classics Menu. Chicken strips melt, classic cheeseburger, chicken parmesan, prime rib parmesan. Steak and pepper jack. Chicken fried steak, prime rib, they got it all. And you get a dozen sides to choose your sides for. Dozen to choose from. And then, of course, you can always have a piece of pie when you leave. Chocolate, banana cream, you know, lemon, meringue, apple, pumpkin, they got it all. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, if in 2024 you want to buy a new home, you're going to need some money. You know, so you got to learn the name Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, because this guy has a vault underneath his desk the size of the Pentagon, and every shelf has money on it. So when you need a couple hundred thousand, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, you know, whatever, million, yeah, piece of cake. It's a big platter, and he puts it all on there and brings it up and gives it to you. There you go. Yeah, it's that easy at Mojave Mortgage. Call him up and find out yourself. No, he will not let you see the vault, but call him up. 928-288-2691. He'll be the last person you call for mortgage shopping. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. Okay? The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is in the planning stages. So remember, this is still in the planning stages. It's kind of like building your house, you know? You put 1 2x4 up at a time. Yeah, well, you can learn all the up-to-date information that they have at a specific website. It's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Very simple. And if you still didn't get a question answered, you can call 928-763-1100. Now, some of the questions they can't answer because they're not at that point yet. Keep that in mind. All right, welcome into the studio. For the first time, Darren Anderson with Mojave Community College. How are you?
I am well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. And normally I have James in here, or I have Dr. Klippenstein has
right.
been here just a few weeks ago, actually.
Oh, that's great.
But you are doing a different kind of program at the college. You're doing the certificates or credits? How do I describe it properly?
Actually, I'm doing the
community. Put that microphone right in front of your mouth.
I am doing the community and corporate education section. I'm the program manager. So the difference is, you were talking about certificates and degrees. That's the credit side of the house.
Okay.
I'm the non-credit side of the house. So I'm the continued education.
You're the fun stuff.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. And some of our classes are amazing, and they are just for relaxation. Other are, pastimes. Other classes are for personal enrichment. But they're not for degrees or anything like that. There's no grades or anything like that within these classes. It's just the experience and the knowledge that you gain.
And we're talking the Bullhead City campus.
Well, we have that on every campus, but yes, I am specifically for Bullhead.
So each one of the courses you're going to discuss today are on all three campuses?
Most of them are going to be on the campuses, but there are variations. Some of them we do have, some of them we don't, like lapidary or the stone grinding. We definitely have on all campuses, but the hydroponics, which is one of our newer...
Hydroponics?
Hydroponics, yes.
What the world is hydroponics?
Hydroponics is the lovely concept of growing a little garden without having to have soil or an actual garden. You do it with a solution, and you can do it inside your home if you have the proper lighting, and that's why you deal with Brett, and he will teach you the steps on how to create your little hydroponic garden.
Really?
But that, to my knowledge, is only on the Bullhead City campus. So that's example where you can't get it on every campus. So some classes, yes, some classes, no.
But each campus has an individual like yourself?
Yes. You got Sandy on the Lake Havasu campus. You have Lori on the Kingman campus. Lori used to have to take care of both Kingman and Bullhead, so she's happy to have me on Bullhead
now. I'll bet, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No more driving.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's, but yes, there are for each of our campuses, except for our northern campus, we don't have much of a call for the community ed yet.
At the Strip.
Right. So we're getting there. We do at least have some facilitators for the corporate education side of the house, such as Brian Baer. He's up there to help with those classes if anyone wants to sign up for things like the employee relations or managing and supervising excellence, classes like that on the corporate side of the house. We do have him up there for that.
But Carolyn is back up there as the dean.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was our dean here for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm new to a lot of this. I haven't actually even been able to get up to the northern campus yet, so I only know what
people tell me. That's a long drive.
I understand that as well. That's like a... Well, there's got
to
be at least...
Carolyn's going to need you to bring paper or something when you go, besides just going up and saying, hi, I'm Darren.
Nice
to meet you.
I'm sure the next time I have to take a trip up there, they're going to load me up with, hey, as long as you're going up there.
Take these supplies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
Exactly. But, well, and I'm sure Dr. Klippenstein makes it up there a few times.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Oh,
he seems like he gets around to everything.
Oh, yeah.
So he pops up on all the campuses.
I just saw pictures of him at the Taste of Bullhead.
And oh, good.
He's involved.
And we did very well. Our culinary did very well. We took it for the dessert,
right,
which from my perspective is the best category.
That's a lot of Jackson. Mm-hmm. Johnson.
Elena Johnson, yes.
Right.
Elena and Mike Johnson are both of our main chefs on the campus, and they have a fantastic program. And they also have classes for the community ed side. They have those fun classes like International Cooking, which is taking place this Friday, I think the last class in that series. And then we'll have another set of classes coming up, and not next week, but starting the week after, because we are shut down for spring break next week.
Okay. So International Cooking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's fantastic, and we've got about a half a class full there for wanting to
already.
Take that. Oh yeah,
okay.
So they're ready to go, and that's great.
So people do pick up the phone and call the college and say, "Yeah, well, what kind of classes you got there?" Or go online.
I get plenty of people calling and ask me questions, but the easiest thing to do would be to go to ce.mojave.edu, and you will see our entire listing. You can click on all classes and then go to the right and just select whatever campus you want to go to, Bullhead, Havasu, whichever. And then that, once you click the city, it will bring up everything specific to that campus.
Okay. Now, can they get to that from the mcc.edu? Because that's what James says every time he's in.
Oh, yes.
In
you can go mojave.edu right at the center of the screen. When you first get on to mojave.edu, at the bottom of the center, you'll see like health and public safety, or rather public service,
right,
and career tech. And at the very bottom, you will see community and corporate ed. Click on that, and it's just a few clicks, and it will take you to it.
Because everybody in Mojave County is programmed by James to go to mcc.edu.
He does a masterful job of getting everybody where they need to be.
But I think that he snores that at night.
I'm sure he does.
mcc.edu. You know.
But I'm here to go ahead and not to undermine him, but just so everyone knows, if you just add a little CE and a dot in front of that, you'll go right to the page without having any extra clicks.
Okay.
So, sorry, James.
And then give us some examples besides the cooking, some of the other classes that are available for adults that can just take it just for the fun of taking it.
Absolutely. Right from the get-go, we've got ceramics. Sandy Morse has been teaching that for a very long time. She is an old pro at it. And again, this isn't for, it's not for credit or grades or anything. It's just so you move at your own pace, you learn as you go. And it's a fantastic class if you're into pottery, if you're into taking that. She's got some old-fashioned kilns and some electric kilns, so she's got a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new, depending on what they need to do. That we have Marina with our watercolor classes, and she's had students in there for a long time, and you can tell by seeing Marina likes to share pictures with what her students have done. And some of them are just absolutely they're all great, but some of them are just like, you can tell they've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
And that's the thing with our classes, is you get almost like these little mini communities where you get students keep coming back and coming back because this becomes their social hour. This becomes their their fun pastime, and with like-minded people, and they get to know each other and they hang out, and you know, a few classes, next thing you know, you got lifelong friends, and that's fantastic.
Good.
Again, I mentioned lapidary, which is a little bit of geology information, and primarily it's the polishing and shaping of stones for whatever kind of decoration or jewelry, whatever you're looking for. Brett, again, is the one that handles that. He does both the hydroponics and the lapidary. We have our life series, which is basically learning how to set boundaries in your life and kind of fixing your personal issues within your life.
Okay.
Tina Jett teaches that class, and it's a fantastic class. She actually has a series of classes about improving. She has the life series. She has clearing clutter, which is exactly what it sounds like, not only clearing the clutter out of your house, but clearing the clutter out of your mind so you can think a little bit more straight and be a little bit more organized.
I think everybody could take that class.
Oh, yeah.
Especially all the seniors that have, because they have collected so much stuff their whole life.
Oh, yes. My family is like that. They just can't let things go. Hold on to Anna. And when I say my family, I do mean me. So
yeah.
I can't.
My dad was an electrician, and he had more tools and stuff. And I gave a lot to my son because, number one, he took over the house. But number two, I brought a lot to Bullhead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I have, you know, like that string that you use to snap a line and like, you know.
Oh, yeah, the chalk. Yeah.
Stuff that I'll never use, but I have it, you know, I have it.
And my father was the same way. When he was around, he wanted to be prepared for any contingency.
Oh, yeah.
So we
have
to have a storage unit because he has so much.
Yeah.
And we don't know what to do with it.
I have two storage sheds on my property.
Oh.
So I know what you're going through. I feel your pain.
I'm working on that because they keep raising the prices on the storage facility, so
no,
we're working on.
No, you need to pay and go to take Tina's class.
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
Getting back to, we have a new Melissa Hernandez is going to be starting in April. She's got a move and groove dance class that she's introducing. So it'll be the way she described it to me is a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of jazz, and a little bit of ballet. But
you know,
is,
if Don Laughlin was still alive, he would take.
He
that
would
class.
Take that. You know, he probably would have loved it.
He loved dancing.
And it's going to be fun, and it's not going to be difficult. It's not going to be outrageous movements that nobody can do. No, there's going to be very rudimentary steps, things just to enjoy, but at the same time, get your heart rate up, get a little exercise, and get a little flexibility back into your life. Melissa also does a basic, and this is the one I've been excited about because I get a lot of people asking me, basic how-to on computer. She calls it Conquer the Computer from Clicks to Confidence, where you learn basically getting on the email, getting on the internet, just dealing with the basic operations of your laptop, your tablet, whatever your device is, because we have a lot of people in the area as as technology progresses and there's a little less of the human element and a little bit more of the machine, it becomes more important to know how to do these basic steps.
Exactly.
I actually had Mary from Arizona at Work reach out to me and ask me about that because she has a lot of people that come into their office and everything's online. Everything they have
right.
to do is all the forms you have to fill out, everything that you have to do to qualify for that program, you have to know how to do the computer. And she gets so many people in there that are just a little behind the power curve when it comes to that. So I'm very excited for this class to kick off and hopefully start helping the community in that regard.
Good.
She also has a zero waste living.
So zero waste?
Zero waste living.
Ooh.
Basically getting into the idea of recycling and reusing materials. So instead of constantly going and using the plastic bags at Walmart or wherever you shop at,
right.
bring a tote bag.
I do that because I was raised with paper bags
uh-huh.
that were square and had a bottom, and you know,
yes, sir.
And you could stack everything in there.
Yes.
And so I have three of those that I keep in my truck, and you know, they're not paper. They're
well, it's the canvas tote.
I think I got them from MCC.
Oh,
they're MCCs.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, they're red.
Thanks for advertising.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
Make sure you shop more often.
And they have a bottom that flips down, you know. And,
and that's just one of the things she talks about. Recycling. She talks about just simple act of buying things like mason jars and keeping it in jars that you can clean and reuse,
okay.
instead of having to constantly buy, you know, Tupperware that gives out after a while. The glass
right.
jars don't break down like the plastic does.
True.
Because you know, after a few microwave exposures,
oh, yeah.
Tupperware just doesn't handle it after a while.
Exactly.
So steps like that. She talks about even composting. So it's going to be a fantastic class. Again, her classes kick off in April, so they're not quite there yet, but they will be.
Okay. April's not that far away.
No, it's not. Just a little bit over a month to go. Then we have our corporate education side of the house. These are programs that are designed for the businesses in the area that are trying to improve. We have a workforce series and various classes. And the funny thing about the programs, or not the funny thing, but the impressive thing about the programs, rather, is they're in a sense, they're stackable or modular, where we have so many of them available, but you don't have to take all of them. If you literally just need customer relations, how to improve your communication skills with your customers, you just take that class.
Okay.
You just take the classes dealing with the customers. If you need employee relations, better employee relations, or managerial skills, you just take those classes. You don't have to take an entire section. If you want to go in there and you're reading down, you know, this part of the class seems neat, and this is great, this is what I need, but I don't need all this other stuff.
What do some of these classes run? I mean, like if an employer was thinking that he wanted to send a couple people to one of those management classes or something, or customer service classes,
The cost or the duration?
The cost.
The cost. Well, it's going to depend on what they have, but it could be as high as a little over $100 for a seminar, or it could be just a brought down a little bit. Again, it's going to depend on how many are coming in and what specific
okay.
classes you have. So it's hard to narrow it down to just the main price.
So they need to get in touch with you? And
they do.
Okay.
They do. They can reach out to me. They can reach out to Gina Kemper on the Kingman campus, either one of us would be, or even Sandy in Lake Havasu.
Okay.
We can help them. We can guide them. We can get them in. Or, like I said, if you're in the northern campus area, if you're up near the upper border, if you reached out to Brian, he could set you up with a class.
Okay.
And he would also be the facilitator. He'd be the instructor for that class as well.
Okay.
Basically, anybody. If you call any of the campuses for the community and corporate ed, we can all help you.
And that's pretty valuable for a business that wants to train their staff.
It is.
Because if I understood at one point in time, and I don't know, I'm going to step on myself maybe, you still do this. If an employer is bringing in a new system, a computer system or something of that mm-hmm. nature, you'll help him help his employees learn that system.
We have programs we can help with basic. I don't know specifically about computer programs themselves.
Just say yes and it sounds good.
Okay.
No, I heard that at one point in time.
Well, we do have we are partnered with a program that's called Ed2Go, and they do have a lot of software classes, and that would fit into the corporate dynamic that
okay.
you can. They're not taught by us. They're not taught by actual MCC members,
okay.
but they do have a huge list of different software, anywhere from like QuickBooks or just basic managerial classes or anything. They also can do that. And you, again, you just go through our site and then it will take you over to the Ed2Go and then you will see their list. And
okay.
their classes, again, it depending on the class size and the duration and how many people, but again, somewhere between the $50 and $100 mark.
But they could be
classes.
Done at the business, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
These are online classes. So a okay. lot of them are able to do that, or some of our corporate classes we can do in conjunction because we are partnered with all the local area chamber of commerces.
Okay.
So we can do classes at the chamber if necessary. We can do Zoom classes. We have a lot of flexibility within the program to be able to help people out if they can't just all come to a campus and do a classroom at once. Because we understand, especially with the businesses, you can't afford to have 80% of your employees on.
Right.
You won't have a shop running on that day.
Exactly.
So we can do that to where it's piecemeal, where you just send a couple, or you take an hour of your day, maybe an extended lunch, and you do a Zoom or you do a video class there actually at your business instead of having to go anywhere.
Okay. You guys are really stepping up and helping the business people and
We're trying.
Retired community and everybody else.
We are trying to do what we can. We even have...
I like it. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back. You got questions? 234-343-1065.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber to the home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
Oh, it's not Saturday yet, but there's a lot going on around here on Saturday, so I hope you get out of your house and enjoy yourself along the Colorado River. And I'm sure there's stuff in Kingman and Havasu, too. explore the chamber websites, or, you know, you'll find usually a calendar there, or the city website will have a calendar, too, of what's going on. Speaking of 2.0 is brought to you by, live from the Tinfoil Real Estate Teller, brought to you by Barron Services, professional team for fire and security alarm systems. Is it time for you to add a security or alarm system to your home? Do you want one that just cameras, or do you want one that, you know, professionally installed with speakers and you can talk to them and scare them off and the whole thing? They got it all. Whatever you want, you just tell them. Okay? Their technicians will take good care of you. And then, Pest Solutions. Those technicians, boy, they come out and they know the right treatment for your property, what bugs you want to get rid of. Yeah. I don't see any bugs at my house. None. Zip. Zero. Never. I can't even tell you last time I saw one. So, you can do that too. Barron Services, quality experience family, 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, kitchens, because now there's two, Kingman and Bullhead City. That's right. Healthy, delicious food, 4 different salads, 12 new wraps, 10 healthy burgers. Can you believe that? I know. And then there's smoothies, there's protein shakes, there's juices. And you can order it and then just pick it up. You can order it for the whole week. You want to, you want a nice, healthy lunch next week? Go online today, put your order in, and then you can pick it up money on your way to work. You're set for the week. Go to ProFit Kitchen. You have to spell it right. KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications. We're on TWN right here in the studio. Yeah, it doesn't go down. Doesn't fail. Doesn't fade. 100% fiber. Internet. Oh, it's the greatest thing on the planet. I have it at home, too. TWN Communications is now available in most of Bullhead City and most of Fort Mojave. And now they're coming to, ready? Golden Shores. Yeah, soon you'll have TWN in Golden Shores. If you're interested, there's 23,000 connections out there. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. All right, we're back with Darren from MCC talking about all the classes that you don't get credit for.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the easiest way to say it.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. Well, let me say one thing real quick. Tomorrow on the program, Allison Harms will be here from the Bullhead City Animal Control. Well, and she doesn't call it Animal Control now. It's like the shelter, or they call it BARC, too. I don't know. Anyways, Allison will be here, and she'll tell us what it is and what it stands for and everything else. And if you listen to Paul Lavoie before me from Lake Havasu City on Speak Out, he's going to have Roger Galloway. Whoa, gosh, Roger Galloway, the county PIO, in the studio. And they're going to be talking about clean out the shelter in Kingman. So both shows are going to kind of be animal-orientated. So if you love animals, tune in tomorrow to Speak Out and then Speak Out 2.0. Darren. Now, let's talk about all those classes that you don't get credit for.
Okay, well, I went through pretty much most of them. So what I want to do now is talk about a couple of programs that we have coming up for the community. We have College for Kids. It's going to be 2 weeks out of the summer. So it'll be June 10th to the 13th and June 24th to the 27th. And we're going to have all kinds of different experiences and things. We're going to have Bullhead City PD, Bullhead City Fire Department, Mojave County Sheriff's Canine Unit,
okay.
Republic Waste, all kind of, even the Life Flight is providing nothing. They don't get any emergency calls. We'll even have the Life Flight helicopter come and visit our campuses so that the kids can experience it and see the different things that you can do with a college education.
So this is on all three campuses?
This is going on all three campuses. Yep, Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City. We're all kind of doing our own little variations of classes.
Yeah.
But the main ones, we are going to have the PD and fire department and everything, so the kids can come and see. And it's for kids from basically 8 to 12.
All right.
And just to get different experiences and see what it's like in the college life. And we'll have little games and activities for them. I know we're going to have them building little robots, solar cars.
Oh, my gosh.
And be able to charge them and then race them. And just all kinds of little fun activities. And things for them to enjoy, and it also gives the parents a break because it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So,
all right, give me your phone number quick.
928-704-4186.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5 and 106.3. The voice of the free.